to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Welcome development with Belarus. Remember Belarus? This guy is sort of a slave to Putin, the autocrat who runs it, organized criminal. He's the one that diverted a plane about to land in Latvia, flying from Athens, and they landed him in Belarus instead. They hauled this journalist off and his girlfriend, beat and tortured both of them till the guy confessed and said he was a bad person. He was glad that he was dragged off the plane and beaten. He had bruises all over him, and he was in agony. This is the guy. It's a little ragamuffin nation with a nothing economy. Slave of Putin. Putin helped orchestrate it. Well, the EU and the United States have now announced that there are 166 individuals and 15 entities in Belarus who are under sanctions. They can't come into Europe, the United States. Nobody's going to trade with them, and nobody's going to buy or sell anything to these entities. And these are their major entities. And what are their exports? Potash, P-O-T-A-S-H. Chemical use in fertilizer. They have 20% of the world's supply. Well, you know something? They ain't going to be selling it in Europe and the United States. And chemicals and oil, we don't need them anyway, not from them. So they are ragamuffins, international economic ragamuffins. The truth is that so is Putin. Putin's Russian economy isn't even in the top 10. It's the same as the size of Italy, but it's a huge country. The only thing it has or nuclear weapons. I mean, they haven't produced any decent. The only art, the only literature they produce in the 20th century are people coming to terms with and complaining about the communist gulag. The 19th century, Mussorgsky, Tchaikovsky, Pushkin, Dostoevsky, thing of the past, as long as you have organized crime running a country. And the head guy in Belarus is sort of a ragamuffin slave to another ragamuffin, which is Putin. We got to shut these people down. There's a strong democracy movement. The people there are very good people. And we cannot permit them just to, you know, divert a plane from a European capital, bring it to Belarus, and torment the journalist on board. These people are thugs, organized criminals, 166 of them. Individually, their leaders and business leaders and 15 of their companies under sanction. Now we squeeze them, they turn blue. And that's the only way you can deal with organized crime. We go to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Well, I'm going to dovetail what you were talking about, and then I want to talk about medicine. Trump decided to partner with Putin over his own FBI, over his own CIA, and over his own Pentagon. People have to be aware of that. You're right all about Putin. You're completely right. And you're also right, very right, about the population of Russia. They're great people. They put the capitalism in a heartbeat and democracy. But Putin's in the way, just like Trump was in the way in his country. That's why they made such great partners. But now I want to just talk real quick on medicine. Trump also turned his back on our doctors in medicine. You know what those goofballs are pushing now for COVID? Ivermectin. I know exactly what ivermectin is. It's a cattle wormer. If your cows have worms, you give them ivermectin. They're for squirrel dogs. So those fools, those goofballs are saying, oh, take that. Trump says it's a good idea. Now, Trump isn't really pushing it. There's a couple other Republicans pushing it. Talk radio in Milwaukee. Vicki McKenna, she's pushing it. You can't get any crazier than this. You can't. Turn your back on the doctors and give them cattle warmer. Give me a break. Fauci should not be on. They want to investigate Fauci. I can't believe it. That man should be on a pedestal. Had Trump listened to him, 500,000 people would not be dead. Yes, we would have fatalities, but 500,000 would not be dead if Trump had listened to medicine. I can't believe these people. They just get worse by the day. Just listen to the news. Every time you think you've said, this is as stupid as it gets, tune in tomorrow, because they trump you. They up the ante on their ridiculousness. Thanks again, Matt, for all you do. We need it. We need 10 guys like you. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Yeah, you know, you hit two very important points. Let me hit them in order. First of all, Trump betraying the country to be servile to Putin. There was a guy named William Webster. Remember, you may remember him. He's one of the few people in history who is, he was a federal judge, but he was at one time the head of the FBI and then the head of the CIA. He did them both. And he once said they had traced 100 contacts, 100, between the Trump campaign and Putin during the 2016 election. 100 contacts. And that was when Donald Trump Jr. lied and said one of them was discussing adoption. Apparently he and his wife, he claimed, wanted to adopt the Russian kid and talk about it. It was all baloney. And the CIA had a tape of the conversation, not because they were taping Donald Trump Jr. They tape everything that goes in and out of the Russian embassy in Washington. Suddenly they hear a guy, wow, he speaks really good English. Wow, that's a familiar voice. Wow, that's Donald Trump Jr. And he wasn't indicted. He should have been indicted. 100 contacts. Trump was being blackmailed and frightened by Putin because Putin had bankrolled him for a long time. Eric Trump Jr. told a journalist that they got their money from Russia after the New York banks turned them down for going bankrupt 6 times and leaving them holding the bag. There's also the Steele report, coprophile video, pervert video in a Moscow hotel room. When I say pervert video, I'm not just talking about Trump in bed with a woman. I'm talking about Trump doing things or having things done to him that I'm not going to describe because the FCC regulates this station. Okay? But that's what happened. Look up coprophile, C-O-P-R-O-P-H-I-L-E. Google it. And he's afraid of Putin, and Putin has all this stuff on him. I believe the Steele report. People say, well, I don't believe the Steele report. Well, you know something, I do. Okay. And then on the on Fauci and the medicine, yeah, a worm, a killer and clown. Well, at least Facebook and Twitter will bar that. But what is it that the cult of Trump turns to this kind of stuff? How about just medicine? You don't just routinely take medicine that was not prescribed to you, right? Okay. Thanks very much for calling in, Bill. The next one in line, and we're going to do this in order and try to get him in today. We have quite a few people. And Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC? Everybody on the line. I'll get to you. Mark from the SAC.
You talked about the new constitutional convention that they want to the Republicans are, or some of these Republicans want to push. And I can think of, you know, I can think of no firmer words against that than Alexander Hamilton's close to his Federalist 85. I dread the more of the consequences of new attempts because I know that powerful individuals in this and other states are enemies to a general national government in every possible shape. These guys hate the government, they hate the republic, they hate freedom, they hate democracy, and we have to call them out every time we see them. I mean, Robin Voss should be called a fascist every time you see them. You should say you're just a little fascist bastard every time you run into him. And if he gives you a shove, you just assaulted me and call the cops. If his little twerp aide gives you a shove and you say you just assaulted me, you call the cops. You don't raise a finger against these guys. At this point in time, if they bring down the republic, I just think no holds barred.
Right. And you know, you're hitting this thing about the Constitutional Convention. That's very dangerous. It'll be in Mar-a-Lago. It'll be in the Bellagio. There'll be lobbyists. There'll be the Koch brothers. And there'll be the Vosses and the Walkers voting on it, being slaves to their donors, so few guys can make a few more bucks. Mark, thanks for calling. I really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. Diallo of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. You're next up. What's on your mind today, Diallo of Madison?
Yeah, good morning. How are you, Matt? Hello?
Yeah, hello. Go ahead, Diallo. You're on the air.
Yeah, okay. Talking about not listening to doctors and science and everything else, it turns out he wanted to shut down Jimmy Kimmel Live to all those comedians at night. Did you see that? Did you hear about that too?
No, say that again. You're breaking up a little bit. Go ahead, Diallo. Say it again.
Yeah, Trump wanted to shut down the comedians at night, you know, late night comedians, because they were making fun of him. He tried through the DOJ. That's the report that's coming out these days also.
Okay, yeah.
And I can't believe we don't believe science anymore and doctors. My question to you is, how did we get here that half of this great country just turned, I don't know, I can't say stupid, but what happened? What in the world happened to the Americans that in the short period of time, half of, or a third of the country at least, just doesn't care anymore about anything but conspiracy theories? How do we get out of here?
Dele, I think what's going on is, and you have to remember, we're in a tough position, but the truth prevailed. We did throw out Trump. We did bring in Biden, and we did make a change, and we did take two Senate seats in Georgia. We are 50-50. It's not perfect, but the conspiracy theories didn't rule the day. So I would emphasize the positive in all this. I would emphasize what we did accomplish, and going on, Trump's not going to get reelected. Trump's not going to get reelected. But Dialio, thanks a lot for calling in, as always. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Bill mentioned a lady that has a talk show down the dial from you guys. Her first name is Vicky. She shouldn't even be on the air anymore because she was okay with January 6th. And that's all I have to say about a program. If you're down with January 6th, you have serious problems. But I would like to ask you quickly this morning with what happened yesterday in the Senate. You did go 50-50, and of course you got Kamala would make it one with the voter bill. Mitch McConnell, you call him Moscow Mitch, he is working out of the same playbook he used against Obama. And the
he just wants to shut down the Biden presidency. Paul, we had talked about that vote earlier in the first hour, but I want to just quick say this before we go to the break. I'm glad you raised it again. He is only existing to shut down Obama. They have said they want Obama to be a two-year president, a half-term president. They want the Senate back. And what he did was he filibustered even the ability to speak about the issue. And he's betrayed the United States, Paul. There's no other way to say it. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.